This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and COVID-19 has proven more than ever that a brand's online presence is just as important as their offline presence, and that creativity and innovation are key to ensuring that you get your brand name out there in a safe and fun environment. To discuss more about the digitalization and gamification of marketing campaigns, I've got Jason Ang, founder and managing director of Photobox Co. on the line today.
So we started the company helping brands create social experiences at events through a variety of creative technology, from introducing the first branded digital photo booths about 8 years ago. We also invented the first fully portable roving photo video engagement called Mobster as well. So over the time, we really continue to focus on developing solutions that is focused so much more on generating shareable content. Over the time, we continue to develop solutions that is very focused on generating shareable content and experiences for brands. So, and most of our clients come from fashion retail and beauty, cosmetics, FMCG sector. Today we have two divisions to our company. First, it's the on-ground focus division, and second, it's the digital focus division.
All right. Well, let's start, you know, with that initial idea in 2012 when you first started out Photobox Co., right? I mean, how did you come up with this particular idea?
So we, like I earlier mentioned, that we started the first branded digital photo booth. I think from the beginning, I remember when I used to cold call our client, the brands, right? And we say, hey, you know, I have something that we are able to connect your consumers to social media just by creating some branded content on photos, and then you are able to share to Facebook immediately. So that back then was really, really new. And it caught up because there is a clear traction in there. There is a clear kind of value that, you know, can drive brands to get their content out there through the consumers. Yeah, so that's always how it started.
Mm. And what made you decide to jump into entrepreneurship?
I always like to start. I've actually worked for a company for 5 years. Actually, always wanted to start something on my own, and especially with the passion of something automated or like machine driven. So that's why we started the company more on hardware. So that's actually our passion, I guess.
Mm, I see. And, you know, before this, did you have, did you come from a tech background or marketing background? Like what sort of sparked, you know, this particular concept in you?
No, actually, I came from a hospitality background. So, you know, facing clients, servicing people, it's more of what I like to do.
Mm.
And from there, I think it's not so much on how, where the idea came from. It's more of how do we actually sell to the right people with the right products. So then it happened to, photo boxes happen in a way that I found that there is a value in here. Mm-hmm. And then, so I started selling. Yeah, so that is how I started.
I see. So, okay, so you started up in 2012, and as you mentioned, with this digital photo engagement for mm-hmm. brands. And then over time, you also developed different and new solutions as well. Tell me a little bit about Looper 180 and Mobster Boomerang.
Yeah, so maybe I'll start with Mobster for a second.
Sure.
So Mobster, it's the first portable engagement that we have introduced. So we actually designed the solution based on what we learned from the first photo booth. It's stationary, right? So then we were thinking, how can we create another solution that can generate a lot more KPI for our clients, like more photos, more data? Then I thought about the idea of, what if we can actually roam around with something that is fully portable? And so that's actually something that is like a upgrade to our existing solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we also innovated with Looper 180. It's actually a 3D photo engagement. So it will capture, and then it will stitch about 13 photos together to create a 3D dimension video.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned earlier that, you know, it was about approaching the right brands and trying to figure out, you know, which, I guess, which companies were open to this more experimental form of marketing. And you've worked with a wide variety of brands. But as you mentioned earlier, it's sort of trends towards fashion, beauty. I mean, I guess, suppose the more visual industries, I guess. So tell me a little bit about, you know, that initial process of, you know, pitching this idea to companies and their initial reaction.
Okay. Yeah. When it comes to social engagement, I think to start off with, we had to educate our clients. What does that mean? Especially, I think back then, when we first started, Instagram was also recently announced as well. I mean, just introduced to our market. So I think we were very Facebook driven. So like, okay, everything we say is like, hey, we can actually have experiences translate on social media instantly, and that will also in turn generate a lot of buzz to your whatever investment that's already been made in an event. So that's where it kind of drives together in terms of values. So I think along the way we have always been thinking of that, how do we drive more traction for our clients through creative technology, through experiences. That's how it it continued to make sense to our brands, and that's why up to today we still have clients with us since the beginning to now. Yeah.
Mm. And you know, looking at it from a more bigger picture perspective, right? Like, how would you say brand approaches to marketing have changed since 2012 till now?
Oh yeah, definitely a lot. When we just look at social platforms alone, there are already a lot of changes along the time, like a lot of updates, and every time there is a little update. From I think beginning was there was square photos, and then from square photos there was a 15-second video. So every time when a social media platform updates itself, we will have to come up with a solution that, you know, provide that kind of content that fits to the social platforms. So definitely a lot of changes has been we have seen, and I think right now a lot of brands are definitely going to wanting to look for solutions that can bring their presence digital,
mm-hmm.
and not so much from the offline to online, but more online to online experiences. So yeah, that's what we definitely see over the time.
Right. I mean, we're definitely going to get into obviously how COVID and the MCO have affected a lot of these issues, right? But I also want to ask you a question about, you know, you expanded pretty quickly. In 2015, you set up your first regional offices in Singapore and Australia, and you also serve Indonesia, South Korea, and Vietnam as well. And that's in the space of, you know, like 8 years, right? So, you know, tell me a little bit about that rate of expansion and, you know, how you were able to do that so quickly.
Yeah, sure. So we work with mostly like brands, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. So some of these brands are regional, they sit in the regional area. So what happens is that like word of mouth travel, and they are very happy with what we have done in a certain country. So they wanted us to expand our services to all these other countries as well, especially in Southeast Asia. So we do quite a lot of services across our regional countries.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that is more of word of mouth, how we travel, and consistency as well. Because when we create a killer campaign for our clients, so it can actually just be duplicated into different markets. But we are very consistent into the content that we create. Yeah. Mm. So that's actually how it all started. Then we started to expand our services, having partners around.
You know, speaking about that, right? Like, what I'm curious about as well is that you have all these different solutions and you have all these different mm-hmm. approaches to the way that you could approach a campaign, right? So I guess let's set this in a pre-COVID hypothetical. If I was a brand, right, and I wanted to use one of your solutions for a campaign, I mean, take me through that process on how you would approach creating a campaign for a brand.
Yep. We always start off with the objective, like what is the campaign or the events about? Then from there, we'll receive a brief from the client, like some of this, like, for example, if it's a fall winter collection, we'll look at the assets, like what are the visuals that we can actually play with. Then in the same time, we will pass the visual and the brief to our designers. So then they will create the kind of content, like, for example, if it's a fall winter, we have all these assets, then it would just create an animation on the videos, mm-hmm. on some of the content that we do. So we get a client to approve it, everything's okay, then we deploy our hardware into the event, and then they will capture. So basically what it does is that we will capture all this content, these videos or these GIFs, that's fully branded, and allow the users to share immediately on at the event itself. So kind of maximize the conversion.
All right. Well, it's time for a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Jason Ang all about how Photobox Co. was affected by the MCO and COVID, as well as to discuss their digital division content tea. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Jason Ang, founder and managing director of Photobox Co. Now, Photobox Co. defines itself as a social tech agency. They basically focus on creating these technological and digital images for companies with which to market their brand and have all these fun campaigns. But my next question is that a lot of this stuff and a lot of the solutions that you have are for events. And obviously with COVID, the events industry took a massive hit, right? So tell me a little bit about, you know, that particular element and how you were affected by COVID-19.
Yeah, I think in this case, we were hit really, really hard with COVID pandemic. And we have discussed earlier, like a lot of our events are very on ground, and ever since then, everything has come to came to a halt. So the thing is, it was a pretty tough time, I think, for our team. It's just like, what do we do next? Like, you know, at the point we were super busy, like we were booked up over the months, and then all of a sudden we get calls from the clients, and they started to say, hey, you know, the situation, and we got to call this off. And so I said, we totally understand. So it was a pretty hard time for us. But on the bright side is, you know, the nature of our company is that we have to keep up with technology a lot, most of the time. So on the back of our focus, we also have a digital division in the pipeline. So obviously back then when the COVID news hit us, it wasn't ready. It was like totally in the infancy stage. But so we pivoted all our attention to this new baby, and you know, we brought it up to where it is today. Yeah,
right.
Digital.
And so this digital division that you mentioned is, of course, Content T.
Yeah.
So Content T is described as focusing on exploring and deploying AR, VR, MR, XR, or gamification campaigns for brands. Now, AR, augmented reality, VR, virtual reality. What on earth is MR or XR? Like, what exactly is the difference between, you know, augmented reality versus, like, I guess I think MR is mixed reality? I mean, take me through the definitions of some of these terms.
Sure. Well, in this category is more what we call the advanced media. So advanced media consists of AR, VR, and mixed reality. So AR, I think we're all pretty familiar with AR. What it can do is basically projecting 3D objects or effects onto our real world. Mm-hmm. VR is more of an enclosed environment, so we can actually design the entire world around yourself, and it's fully enclosed. It doesn't use any camera, as in like just like AR. Mm-hmm. For mixed reality, it's actually a mix of both of AR and VR. So we have, we can actually bring you through we can create a portal, like a door in your real world. And then once you walk into it, it becomes VR. So it's like very enclosed environment. So that's actually a mix of both of AR and VR.
Right.
And yeah, so all this content that you see or you experience, they are mostly produced with real-time 3D. Mm-hmm. So these are all 3D creation. And from there, we convert into an experience.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong here and if this is maybe a misconception, but when it comes to VR specifically, right, does that not require like a headset or like equipment? I mean, how does that I guess, what is the hardware to support that?
Yeah, I think for in general understanding of VR, it's that you will need a goggle, and then you are, you know, you just shut yourself off from the existing, I mean, your real world, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, it's not that. That's not just a part of VR. VR is also a part where you can actually use your phone and pan around, and you know, as long as whatever you are seeing in terms of the content is 360, and it's you are able to, you know, use your phone's motion to move around, that's also considered VR as well.
Right, I see. Mm-hmm. So okay, you had this campaign that you did using, you know, this digital division that you did for the Korean skincare brand Mamond. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that, and what was it like doing a campaign like this in the age of COVID?
Yeah, I think, for sure. This is a very interesting one because we created a hyper-realistic virtual environment. And this particular virtual environment that how you enter is actually you just need to scan a QR code and then it will bring you to this environment via your browser. Okay. And from there, we kind of designed the experience based on what the client wanted in terms of initially it was planned to be a roadshow. A campaign that they plan to do, and then we kind of translated that experience into a virtual journey, where first it will start off with you will actually be transported into a paddy field, like a flower field, sorry, yeah. So then there is a storefront. We want to bring layers of experiences from the store entrance to the product. To learning about the experience, the product as well. So yeah, so that's really the experience that we did. And furthermore, from there is about giving the users a little bit of surprises as they explore the virtual world. Mm. And then if they choose to buy, there is also a function for you to tap on, and you can add to cart and check out from there as well. So this is some of the things that we designed, is to create a comprehensive experience. That it's A to Z with conversion as well.
So essentially, you were taking that initial idea of the roadshow, and instead of having that in real life, you're sort of pushing that into the space of of a phone or a computer screen.
Yes, that's right.
Very interesting. And so, were you able to, approach some of those clients who had to pull out or drop out of deals with you? Were you able to sort of convert them to these creative solutions?
Yeah. We technically have, since the beginning, the same sets of clients, same industry. And today we are offering a very different dynamic of solutions. So what we did was immediately after we were allowed to go back to work, and then we started calling our clients, hey, this is something that we think it's going to be quite interesting, and whether it's AR or VR. So we approach our clients, and a lot of clients are getting, they definitely find the interest in it because for one is people are not coming out as often as we wish to. Mm-hmm. And how do we reach out to the users wherever they are? We're not even talking about if they are just at home, if they are in the office. So how do we just bring the experience to them and really tell the brand story in a different manner? Mm-hmm. So this is some of the things that we've been sharing with our clients. Yeah, it's been quite well received.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about this element of gamification as well. You know, it's not just about showing a potential customer just the product or the store or whatever. You know, there's an interactive element, right?
Yep, that's right. So with gamification, there are also different types of ways to engage. In a store, you're able to, for example, if it's a virtual retail or virtual environment, we are able to include a corner or an area that you can tap on and participate in the game. So the game will always be something very simple. It's not going to be too complex. It's for you to collect points and things like that in order for you to maybe redeem something at the store. So a lot of this journey that we create also help the client drive visitation to their store. It's like, hey, you only can actually pick up your free sample at the store. So we kind of drive footfall to the store in that sense. So yeah, gamification, it's definitely something we find consumers really like, playing a game is quite fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something that you can incorporate as well.
All right. Well, final question for you, Jason, is what are Photobox Co. and, I guess, Contentee's plans for the future?
Yeah, I think we are in a pretty exciting time right now when it comes to digital and immersive experiences. So we definitely look forward to, first of all, events. Like, I think we will be seeing a lot of changes in terms of the merging between both worlds, the offline and online worlds. And our plans is actually just really increase our features and reach to our clients, and more of solving their pain points through immersive experiences. Yeah.
All right, that's fantastic to hear. Thank you so much for joining me today on Open for Business. That was, of course, Jason Ang, the founder and managing director of Photobox Co. If you have missed any of today's interview, you can download our app available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, or listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and you are listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.